Then in 16th verse, Bhagavan warns us. See, in the first two verses, he says what happens when you perform with the Yajna spirit. And in 16th, he says what happens when you do not. And throughout the Bhagavad Gita, this method of teaching is adopted by the Lord. If you do this, this will happen. You don't do this, this will happen. Choice is yours. Very clear, the choice is given. So in verse number 16, Evam pravartitam chakram.
Evam pravartitam chakram.
Nanuvartayati hayah.
Nanuvartayati hayah.
Aghayurindriya ramah.
Aghayurindriya ramah.
Mogham partha sajivati. Evam. So this chakram, this whole wheel of creation, how from the Lord everything emerges, and everything is this great wheel, pravartitam, this wheel chakram, this wheel of life, this wheel of, that's why we have that song also, no? The wheel of life, what was that, the Lion King, same thing, he talks about how the whole, it's very beautiful, sometimes poets come up with very beautiful ideas. So here he says this wheel of life, na anuvartati. Anuvartati means follows. Na anuvartati means does not follow. Iha means ya, here. Yaha means whoever that person. When they use the word yaha, it means whoever that is, male or female, young or old, short or tall, black or white. Whoever that individual is who does not follow iha, here, this wheel of chakra, what it means is that in this entire creation, I am also a part. But if I do not continue, I only receive and do not give, that means I am breaking the chain. Receive, give, receive, give, receive, give. The nature is giving us, elements are giving us, sun is giving us, plants are giving, everybody is giving, giving, giving. And then we break the chain and do not give, then you are breaking the chain of this wheel of cycle of creation. So whoever breaks this chain, aghayu, he is a sinful person. Very strong words. Bhagavan does not spare when he uses language. Very strong language. He says, sinful person, indriya ramaha. And why is he sinful? Indriya ramaha. His mind is always reveling in the senses, in sense pleasures. What, how can I enjoy? How can I get? Such a person, Mogham Partha Sajivati, O Partha, O Arjuna, he lives in vain. His life is wasted. It is a wasted life. So Yajna wheel we talked about. You know, this entire wheel of creation where man is a very essential part, because man alone has the ability to discriminate. Human beings alone have. Animals, plants, birds do their duty, but it is human beings who can, are responsible either for elevating the status of the creation or lowering it. So human beings are a very important part of this Yajna wheel. And when people work in harmony, the community prospers. And when they do not, then the community goes down. The best example is the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire at its height, how everybody was fit, everybody was healthy, soldiers were working hard. Why? So that the empire should grow. Now, they were growing at the expense of other countries. That's not the point. But for the Roman Empire, the growth happened. Why? Because everybody was said that we have to work hard so that the empire should grow and it should be successful. And not only they of course conquered other countries, but they brought the culture with them. The Roman culture and the architecture and the art and the music, and so a lot of things were brought by them. It was not only conquering, but they also improved. They built great buildings and the architecture and all that. But then what happened? They became very rich. They became very prosperous. Romans had so much money because taxes from all the countries were coming and they had stolen all their wealth and their goods. So they became rich. So what did they start doing? Enjoy. Khao, piyo, maja karo. And then all started eating. Instead of being healthy and fit, they all became you know, weak and became fat and not exercising, and nobody was concerned about the safety. And even the soldiers were having fun and eating and drinking. And slowly the power of the Roman Empire shrank because there were not enough soldiers to defend the country. And slowly the countries that had been conquered started taking it back. And ultimately the Roman Empire was basically one fort, and that Nero was the last king. And he loved music, so he was playing the fiddle, and they were telling him, the invaders are coming, they're going to attack. He said, no, I am interested in music. So the point is, there's a famous saying, Nero fiddled while Rome burnt, because those people came and burnt the whole of Rome, because, you know, they hated Rome because they... So the point is that when people work in a communal spirit, the country prospers. When they only work for myself, Indriya Ramaha, for my sense pleasures, for my joy, I should work, I should eat, drink, then the country goes down. I heard a very beautiful story about the Yagna spirit, very powerful story. I'll spend some time talking about it. So there was this man who was very devoted to his guru. And so he goes and asks his guru, he said, what vrata should I take? Vrata means austerity, one special thing I should do. So guru said, Atithi Vrata. Atithi means, you know, is meant as guest. But the true meaning of Atithi is Atithi. Tithi means date. Atithi means without date. So a person who comes to your house without appointment, without date, without informing you, he is Atithi. So he said, take care of your Atithis. That is your Vrata. And in those days, they didn't have phones or cell phones or anything. People used to just go to anybody's house. And they came, and it was the duty of the householder and the wife to feed them. Atithi, that was called. He has come without informing. And nobody gave written invitation. There was no letter writing and anything. It was word of mouth. So, anyway, so this man started, okay, I'll take care of my guests. And he did. And so one day it happened that it was raining for 2 full days, constant rain. Rain. And he, his wife, the children couldn't go out anywhere. They were stuck inside the house. The roads were flooded. But whatever food they had, you know, she cooked and they ate and everything went okay. And at 11 o'clock at night, they went to sleep, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And the rain was still continuing. Suddenly at 11:30, the door knocks. So he said, who comes at 11:30 at night in this heavy rain? So he goes and opens the door, and there is this sadhu who is drenched, completely wet and completely looking so, you know, sad and cold and freezing. He said, oh, come on, Maharaj. He touches his feet. Come on in. And then he says, you know, have you eaten? And Mahatma says, no, I haven't eaten. There's rain. I've just been walking. So he tells his wife, you know, can we please make food? And she says, food? There is no wood in the house. For 2 days, we have used all the wood in those days. They didn't have gas or electric. We had wood and 2 days we have used it. You haven't gone out to collect wood. And how am I going to cook the stove? So he thinks for a moment. He brings his saw and his favorite armchair, you know, the wooden chair that he used to sit on, the rocking chair. And his father had given him that. It was very special. He takes the saw and cuts it into pieces. She says, what are you doing? He says, Atithi has come. We have to take care of him. So this is the wood. So the point is that when we decide something, that's called vrata, that once you have decided, you do it even at the personal cost. And then only, that is called yagna spirit. And you and I, we are wearing this mask. You know, just as when you see this Kathakali and these dancers, they are wearing this mask. And you can't see who is inside. So you and I are wearing this mask of ego, of anger, of hatred. But when we take off the mask, then only the real person. So same way, the real actor comes when this mask of negativity is taken off. And then there's a very beautiful story in Krishna's life. It's said that one time the gopi Radha asked him, why is it that you have the flute with you all the time? You keep it all the time. You put her on your lips and you keep it close to your heart. And I cannot be this close to you. So Bhagwan says, you know, look at this flute. 2 things. One is she is empty. There is nothing inside. It's just a reed and there are 8 holes. So because the flute is empty, I can put my breath in it And from the eight holes, beautiful music comes. So for you and I, this lesson is that we should become empty, without ego, without I and my, and let the Lord speak through us. And then all our organs of action, the five organs of action, the mind, intellect, and ego, the eight holes, the five organs of action, mind, intellect, and ego, through all eight holes, the Lord's music will emerge. So make ourselves empty, and that is how the universe functions. And Swami Tejomayanandaji, Guruji, gives a very beautiful example. He says that Dharma Shastra is nothing but desire management. You know, we have things like time management, resource management, money management. But properly managing our desires so that we use our desires, fulfill them honestly, sincerely, and they should not conflict with somebody else's desires. So I should not acquire more than what I need. I should not acquire things that are dishonestly obtained. And that is called desire management. And the energy that we have, it has to be channeled, just as in children. If they have a lot of energy, if you don't give him something to do, what are they going to do? Destructive. Either they'll play on the computer or they'll, you know, just waste the time. So we put them in classes. You put them in Bharatanatyam class, or you put them in yoga, or put them in music. So the idea is not that he will become Tansen or he will become a great Bharatanatyam actor or she, but their excess energy should be channeled in these activities, in a fruitful activity, so that they learn discipline. And similarly for you and me, the excess energy we have through discipline should be channeled in the right direction. And that is called energy, that is called desire management. So what is living in Dharma? Manage your desires, use your energy in a productive way, just as a child's energy is used in Bharatanatyam or in music and so on. And in connecting with Arjuna, he wanted nivritti, he wanted retirement, he wanted to quit. But Bhagavan says, are you ready for retirement? You know, you are not ready yet, you have too much energy. You have not managed your desires properly. You still need to work in a yajna spirit. And secondly, have you made any plan for retirement? What am I going to do after? You are saying, I'm going to go to the forest. But what are you going to do? Are you ready to meditate? So similarly, you and I, when we retire, we should have a plan that what am I going to do with my time? How am I going to serve the community? And how am I going to carry out my spiritual unfoldment? How am I going to evolve spiritually? How am I going to help myself and help the community? So that is called nivritti. That is true retirement. And then people may ask, okay, Bhagwan, you say that one should work, but when is it enough that I have worked enough? And you say nobody can live without working. Is there an exception? Like when we have rules, you know, every rule has an exception. Like everybody pays taxes, but then churches and certain institutions are exempt. So two questions. When is my work enough? And is there any exception? So these two beautiful questions will be answered next week. To be continued. So we have a few minutes. Any questions, any comments about what we have talked today about the yajna spirit? Yes.
Yeah, I'm still confused about the hierarchy of Brahman and the
Kshatriya. Brahman is the...
And then there's the creator, then there's a higher...
Right, Brahman is supposed to be the teachers or the intellectuals. Brahman. And then there's Kshatriya, who are the warriors, who are the leaders. The second. Third is the traders. They're called the Vaishyas. And the fourth are the laborers. So there are four classes. Not that one is superior to the other. But there are teachers and priests. There are leaders. There are business people and there are workers. And all four are required in every society. Here also we find some people doing research and teaching and the priests. Then we find the politicians, the congressmen, the senators. Then there are the business people like Ford and Rockefeller and, Bill Gates and all. And then the fourth are the people who work in the business. So these are the four classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Those are the four. There's no hierarchy. All four are equally required for society to progress. It is we who have given this false hierarchy to this. It is just the divisions of society into four groups.
So you're talking about the caste.
The caste system.
And I'm thinking of the spiritual.
Oh, that is Sattva, Rajas and Tamas.
He's talking about Brahman.
Brahman is the unmanifest. Unmanifest is Brahman.
Unconditioned.
And then the manifest is Krishna and Jesus and Buddha and all. What you see and then that. Is that what you're talking about?
He's talking about God.
So isn't there like, there's a God here. There's, Brahman,
right.
The creator. And then there's something, Brahman is the higher.
That's what
Brahman,
Yeah.
So, why is Brahman then?
Brahma is the creator. Brahmaji is the creator. And Brahman is the total consciousness. So, Brahman is big.
They use and different words.
They're different words, but they all mean the same. There is the manifest and the unmanifest. Brahman is the unmanifest, the highest.
It's beyond manifest and unmanifest. It's
right.
Even beyond.
And beyond all that. Yes. Cannot be described, cannot be known. That is Brahman. But that Brahman takes the form of Brahma, the creator, to create the universe.
Okay.
I
think those words are confusing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that's why you have to know the context, because Brahma, the word, can be used in different contexts in the Bhagavad Gita. So you have to know. That's why you need a teacher to interpret the Bhagavad Gita, somebody like Gurudev. Bhagavan says in the Gita also, in one place he says that, why do I have to take avatar? Why do I have to manifest? If everybody had done their duty and worked in a community spirit, Lord would never have to take avatar. But he has to come again and again. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bar. Whenever dharma goes down and adharma increases, then the Lord has to appear to re-establish the balance. Whether it was Ravana, whether it was Kamsa, whether it was wrong ideas, wrong beliefs. He comes in different forms to either to establish dharma or to teach us. So all these great Mahatmas, all these great teachers who came to teach us, that was the same idea, the Lord appearing to re-establish dharma, re-establish the right idea. So, avatar only happens when there is need. So, that was the one point, that the yagna spirit, if everybody is doing it, there is no need for Lord to appear. When does Lord appear? When there is imbalance, when the earth is suffering, dharti is suffering.
That is what they say, Rama Raja, when the people,
right.
In certain kings, nobody's
locked the doors, there was no stealing, you could leave things outside. In fact, they said that diamonds used to be sold on the streets. Mm-hmm. People used to just buy and sell. Why? Because there was no need. There was no locks, no thief, no police, nothing. But that, that is ideal. So, Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.